It was a big win for victims of radiation exposure when the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act was renewed and expanded to cover more states. Victims in Utah, New Mexico, Idaho, and parts of Nevada and Arizona are among those who can seek compensation. But many people find it difficult to qualify. That's because necessary documentation from the Cold War era is decades old, says Carmen Valdez with the nonprofit Health Environment Alliance of Utah.
These funds are meant to help ease people's pain and suffering and to cover medical bills and to ensure they're not suffering financially while also suffering from these diseases and cancers.
That's where scammers are finding opportunities. Valdez says some companies are charging fees up to three times the allowable $2,000. It comes as deadlines for claims approach in December of 2027, when the program is slated to end. I'm Yvette Fernandez.